So if we're gonna eat.
Okay. My name is Brooklyn Grace Dobson. I am 15 years old. Today is, what's today's date?
29th.
January 29th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Adam Rivas, who is my sister's boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Algonquin, Illinois. Do you have any regrets?
My last relationship where I was in a very awful situation was sexually assaulted.
What? Okay. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
I thought my parents had money. They don't.
Anything else?
No, that's it, really.
Are you just blasting through the questions?
No genuine answers. You can ask Maddie, too.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
When I was way young, like 3, I slid down the stairs on my sternum.
And there's a video of it. It's really cute.
Yeah.
He's smiling the whole way down.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cool. Bouncing. It's pretty funny. Yeah, that's a pretty dumb thing I've done. I can't think of anything recently, no. It just kind of exists.
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life?
Personally,
nailing a girl like Maddie.
Kinda. I mean, personally, I don't know, getting rid of my depression through many different means. And then professionally, I'm an extremely hard worker and it mostly pays off. And capitalism isn't perfect.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life? And notice that it's plural.
Okay, cool. Alright, so most of the things I've noticed is, don't favor children, because if you do, it's really bad.
Like, favor one child over another?
Yeah.
In terms of, like...
whatever, like, abilities, whatever.
Like, your children.
Yeah. What else? Any sort of drug, like alcohol, I don't know, weed, any other opioid or anything like that is a waste of money and time and will get you nowhere. I have seen it firsthand, and it's hilarious to see how bad it goes. Look into things before you do it. Often see if you can see it in your hand, like, see it with your own eyes, feel it with your own hands, whatever that is, test drive it, whatever it is. Because if you just buy it on the internet, it probably won't work. If you've never seen it before and you try it automatically, it probably won't work. That goes for, like, anything that you're making, like woodworking, or if it's just car maintenance, whatever. At least look at it first. What are the things that I've learned? That's mainly everything. I don't know if it's everything that I think
of. Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
I've never lost anyone severely inside my life.
Okay. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
I'm gonna say my 5th grade teacher, Mr. Picorni, because he taught me basically the main values that every human being should have, even though they probably don't. And then, that's a hard cross between either myself or my father.
Why your father?
Because he's the only one that mildly cared for me while my mother did not. Does not. She's still alive at this point. Next question.
Oh, okay. This is the last one. So, I want to save this one for my last one. So, thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
It's going to be whack-ass different from then. So, I don't know.
Don't elect stupid people as president.
Destroy the Electoral College. It's bullshit. I don't know. Probably vote truly win everything.
Probably what?
Popular virtue and everything. Mm. Don't throw your entire life away on internet and stuff. You should go out for a drive if you can still do that. I don't know if cars will exist then. I don't really got much to say to them because they don't have much to say to me.
Like, but what about your children?
Oh.
It's like your children, future generations.
Oh, I thought you meant like, well, like I'm fucking gonna... like later.
Could still be your children.
I guess.
Any person who will share your DNA in the future.
I hope you still have a fast metabolism. Because I've used mine.
See if you can knock on your sternum.
Oh, yeah, I can knock on my sternum. Funny, I can do this weird sign. It's pretty cool. No, I don't have to do it. No, I know.
You'll know.
Yeah, they'll know.
It'll be like a call.
It'll be a calling. Also, change my last name. It's a bad last name. It's not cool. It's like, really boring.
What last name would you want?
I don't know. Something cool. Like, it's got like two syllables. Pretty boring.
Revis Ababa.
No. Nope. You lost me.
Okay. Thanks for talking to me, Adam.
Yeah, now you learned so much about me.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to ask you some of this stuff after the interview's over. All right.